Welcome back into the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn as we bring you WagerWise every Wednesday at 5:30 here, courtesy of Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Resort here on KGYM, Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM. And happy to be joined, as always, by Jay Foster, who is with us from the Quad Cities. Jay writes a newsletter for Elite Sportsbook. You can get that if you become a member. Go to EliteSportsbook.com, click the Join Now tab in the upper right-hand corner, go over some of the sign-up deals and specials that Elite has here before the segment is over, as we do every week. Football season is inching ever closer. Jay, we'll get to football in just a little bit, but it's still baseball season here for a lot of folks. A lot of day games today, still a couple intriguing games on tap tonight. We always start with where the sharp money's at today, so what do you have for us as far as a report there goes?
That's right. You said it. Football is getting closer. It's our last Wednesday of July that we get to do this, Todd, Alex. So, yeah, it's getting closer and closer. But like you said, baseball is on. A lot of day games today, but we got some tonight, and including the St. Louis Cardinals here. But the Cardinals are on the road in Toronto. And unfortunately for Cardinal fans out there, the Sharps and the public are big on the Blue Jays today. The Blue Jays are a hefty -260 money line. 86% of the sharp money, the pros, is coming in on the Blue Jays. 82% of the public money is on them as well. The sharps also like Toronto at the run line at -1.5, so much that it's at 96%. And the public's on them as well at 81%. And they both agree on the over tonight. The over-under, the total, is at 8. Sharps are coming in at 90% of the bets coming in, the smart money, and 78% of the public money is coming in on the over on that Toronto Blue Jays game. Sticking in the National League Central, the Reds host the Marlins tonight. That's only at -150 right now. Pros are coming in on that at 86%. Public's kind of staying away from this game. They don't really care for Cincinnati. Had a tough start at the beginning of the season and don't really care for Miami, so they're kind of split on that one. And at -1.5, the run line, the Sharps are in at 78% on the Cincinnati Reds. So those are some games right there. And then going into the AL East, you got the Tampa Bay Rays at Baltimore Orioles. Orioles went into the break pretty red hot. They've been good so far coming out as well. I'm reading all over that the industry is nervous about these Orioles team. Like, if they could make a run, which is, I mean, they're so far out, but this could break one of the sports books. It would be one of the biggest losses in the sports books out there. So they won the first two games in the series against the Rays, and it starts off that they were home dogs 110, but the Sharps don't care. They've moved this all the way down to even money now for the Orioles. So there's three games tonight. I know there's not a lot tonight. I believe there's four or five on the docket for tonight, but there's three games that the Sharps are all liking right there. And I think I'm going to follow a trend. I might throw it in a parlay just to make it fun for the evening.
Yeah, I got Max Scherzer going for the Mets tonight in the Subway Series game as well against Domingo Germán and the Yankees. Boston at home against Cleveland. The Red Sox have fallen beneath the Orioles in the AL East standings. If you would have told me, Jay, that on July 27th, we'd be looking at a Tampa-Baltimore game and the money line would basically be 110 across the board, a pick'em, pick either side. There's no way I would have believed that at the beginning of the season, given what Baltimore's looked like the last couple years. But you're absolutely right. Going into the All-Star break, I saw some pretty interesting futures wagers placed on Baltimore, trying to get that before the price goes down.
Yeah, and you know, the team that you liked in the AL West, Seattle Mariners, they had a nice little run there too. I think it was 13 games and going into All-Star break as well. I mean, they're still far back in there, the AL West, but you know, they might make that run of the postseason that you predicted at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, let's not bring up the Tigers at this point. They were my team in the AL Central to keep an eye on, and the wheels have pretty much come off there. I'm going to guess Alex wants to talk a little football.
Jay. Sure. The first preseason game a week from tomorrow, and I know that people are turning their attention to college football and the NFL, and I understand that you want to discuss some possible divisional futures today.
Well, you know, we're going into camp, and the media just loves this time. You guys know this as well, but yep. And when I say I'm talking about, you know, the ones that are on our dial, like that are on the television, and they make up all these storylines, and it's been great, though. I mean, you know, Mike McCarthy's first question is if he feels his job is intact, and you got Tyreek Hill talking about how Tua throws the most accurate ball he's ever seen, so now people think he's throwing shade at Patrick Mahomes, and now people are asking Patrick Mahomes about Kyler Murray's contract, and we can break into that contract all you want as well. These stories are great. Aaron Rodgers showing up like Nicolas Cage and Con Air. I mean, this stuff is just gold. So it makes you want to just look at what's going on and what you think about. And I've been looking at some divisional futures and where I think some value is at going into this season. So right away, I know in the NFC East, the Cowboys are the favorite to win that. But I actually like the Eagles there at plus 180. I think there's good value there. I like where the Eagles are at. I think they make good moves. And not to mention, I already brought up Mike McCarthy. I'm just not a Mike McCarthy guy. He was like, last year I had him number two in my order on the hot seat with behind his other Mike Zimmer. Now Zimmer's gone, so I'm going to keep picking on Mike McCarthy. I'm not going to drink that Cowboy Kool-Aid, not this year at least. Now, in the NFC Central, the North, this is a crazy one, plus 275, the Vikings. I don't know, Aaron Rodgers lost, Adams. I know it's Aaron Rodgers, I know it's the Packers, but I like the plus 275 there on the Vikings. Now you got Julio Jones down there, because I'm going to drop down to the NFC South. Julio Jones, he's coming in. That's one more mouth that needs to be fed from Tom Brady, and they are one Tom Brady injury away from not winning that division. So the Saints at plus 400, I love the value there at that one. And I'm going to go chalk over there in the NFC West with the Rams at the repeat at plus 135. Now switching over to the AFC. In the East, I'm going the favorite there, Bills minus 200. But I am intrigued by the Dolphins and always intrigued by the Patriots and what they're going to do. You can't count them out. I believe they're both at plus 400 or plus 400, plus 450, respectively. Down in the AFC South, I like the Titans coming out of there. I'm not going with the favorite, the Colts, there. Titans just seem to always pull it off. They're halfway through the season. They're usually sitting at something crazy, like 4-4, 4-5, and you count them out. And then all of a sudden they go on this incredible run, and you didn't realize that they won five straight, and then they won the division. So I like them at plus 170. And I want to go in the AFC West. I want to go with Kansas City because you should, and you can't count them out. But I just think the value there is too well at plus 250 for the Chargers. So that's where I'm looking at right now for my divisional, what I'm going to bet. I'd like to take a look at maybe next week if you want to pick a few divisions, if you want to break it up, and then we can do it like some teams over under win totals. That'd be cool. But yeah, that's where I'm at as far as all the things going on with the NFL. Any thoughts on those guys?
I keep looking at that Vikings number, and I know history is not on their side in that division, but I would say if they get off to a decent start, you're not going to see that number on them to win the division very much longer. So jump on the Vikings now and maybe look to hedge your bets if things are looking good for you. Look, it's the Packers division until it's not, right? That's why Aaron Rodgers returned and they kept dealing with his drama. I mean, the Bears are not going to challenge, I don't think. The Lions are the Lions. And so you've got the Vikings and the Packers. It's basically a two-team division, and that's pretty good value on the Vikings if Green Bay can't make the improvements that a lot of people would like to see them make. As sitting here as a Packers fan, you've got Aaron Rodgers, but the big problem has been, what do they put around him? You know, that you lose Devontae Adams, and there's lots of questions about the receiving core this year in Green Bay. Are they going to be as good? So of all the matchups that you ran down there, I will begrudgingly give you the Vikings as an astute pick.
Yeah, I think the Vikings are just the dart pick, because it's, as you were discussing, it's reliant on Kevin O'Connell and what he can do if he can unlock that more consistency from his quarterback, because I think that we're going to find out very quickly. Like you said, Mike Zimmer, a defensive-minded coach, it was very clear that he did not have a good relationship with Kirk Cousins, or really any of his quarterbacks for that matter, which can happen with a defensive-minded coach. So now Kirk Cousins gets that offensive guru to coach him, and if it works, then the Vikings can certainly be a very dangerous team.
I will say this. It's like, it's no different than the Big Ten West. And the irony here is you're talking about the Vikings and the Packers and Wisconsin in the Big Ten. The Big Ten West is Wisconsin's the chalk. You bet them to win the West until they don't. Yeah. And with the NFC North, you bet the Wisconsin-based NFL team to win that division until they don't. You're not always going to get it right, but recent history shows more often than not, that's the pick.
I did leave out one, though. I left out my AFC North, and I want to go with my guy Joe Burrows, but I do believe in that Super Bowl hangover thing, so I went with the favorite to win that one, and I'm looking at the Baltimore Ravens there, plus 140.
All right, I know it's hard to believe, Jay, but the PGA Tour season is winding down and coming to a close here relatively soon. We've still got the Rocket Mortgage Classic this weekend. I believe that's played in Detroit. Taking a look at the odds here at Elite before they tee off tomorrow. Patrick Cantlay at plus 1,100, followed by Cameron Young at plus 1,400, and Tony Finau. Just a winner on the tour last week. We saw him Monday at the Zach Johnson Foundation Classic here in Cedar Rapids, coming in at 17-1 this week. Thoughts on this week's Rocket City Mortgage Field?
Yes, you are correct. This is held in Detroit. It is the first and only PGA Tour event that's held in Detroit City Limits. This used to be the Quicken Loan National on the PGA Tour, but in 2019, the Rocket Mortgage Classic took over here. The previous winners are Nate Lashley, Bryson DeChambeau, and Cameron Davis. Nate Lashley and Cameron Davis are both in this field, but they're way down there a little bit. And as far as odds, Cameron Davis is at plus 4,500. So, yeah, Finau's off of a victory in that 3M, and that field was not great. We talked about that last week. But I'm always about riding a hot hand, and I know every week I sound like a broken record, but I like to bet top fives, I like to bet top tens. So Finau will be in there as well. Everybody who's on Twitter loves Max Homa. He's at plus 2,500. He's always a fun one to do, and Adam's got a plus 3,800. Looks good there as well. So that's where I'm looking at right now. I think it's just going to be playing a couple top fives, top tens, and just kind of just paying attention to my phone or the leaderboard. I don't know how much I'll be watching this tournament, but maybe come Sunday – when they're in the back nine, then I'll be paying a little bit more attention and try to, you know, cash in some winnings. So, but that's where I'm at on the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
All right, Jay, we appreciate it as always. And as you said, maybe next week we start getting into specific divisions, maybe look a little bit closer at college football, but the football talk is going to start to dominate here on the WageWise segment. And I think I speak for all of us when I say I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys, as always.
All right, that's Jay Foster joining us from the Quad Cities, courtesy of Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Resort, one of several locations for the Elite Sportsbook across the state. But you can get Elite Sportsbook in your pocket. If you've got a smartphone, just download the Elite Sportsbook app, set up your account, make your deposits and withdrawals anytime you want. It's super easy, and they do still have the first bet free up to $500, risk-free up to $500. Make sure you read the terms and conditions at elitesportsbook.com/promos, but they'll basically back that first bet up. If you win, you win. If you lose, you're going to get that free bet, the first bet back up to $500 in the form of a free bet for you to use. Again, elitesportsbook.com. Join now in the upper right-hand corner. Went over the baseball menu. Not exactly a big slate tonight. Lots of thoughts on Jay's numbers on that St. Louis-Toronto game tonight, Alex. I think it makes me a little nervous to see everybody backing Toronto so much there. But without Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado, I can see why the Cardinals would be a little bit, you'd be a little skeptical to pull the trigger on them tonight.
Yeah, the thing that I'm going back to is when we saw Kansas City go north of the border, I failed. I think we failed to say, you know, maybe Kansas City does come up with one win in this series. And for the Cardinals, I just have a tough time going with the Blue Jays because of the odds in this case. And I'm wondering if I should sprinkle a little bit on the Cardinals in a situation like this, knowing that Kansas City was able to go north of the border without close to a dozen of their players and pick up a win.
Again, as Jay mentioned, the money line is heavy tonight, minus 260 on Toronto to just win the game. If you think they can win by two runs or more, you're still paying minus 125 there, and the total is minus 115 to the over at 8 runs. The other game I think you need to keep an eye on tonight, Boston at home against Cleveland. Boston is in a major funk. Nathan Eovaldi, the starter, expected starter tonight for Boston, got shelled the last time that he took the mound. Boston is a $1.40 favorite on the money line tonight against a Guardians team that's been pretty inconsistent, typical of the American League Central teams so far this season. Total in that game at Fenway tonight, 8.5. Also, again, pressed to the over at -115. You can get the spreads, everything, at elitesportsbook.com. Take a look at all the markets that they offer. And, of course, the podcast, if you just joined us, always available for you online at kgymradio.com. Just look for the WagerWise podcast tab at our website. And that'll do it for another edition of WagerWise. A big thank you to Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Resort. Stop on in, check out the Draft Day Lounge. Grab a bite to eat, cold beverage, watch your favorite games on TV, and place your bets right across the counter at Elite Sportsbook, which is right next door to the Draft Day Lounge. If you've been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That'll do it for another edition of WageWise. We'll be back with more of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.